This is Audible.
Listening Library presents The Kissing Booth by Beth Reekles. Read for you by Cynthia Holloway. Chapter 1.
Do you want a drink?
Lee called from the kitchen as I shut the front door. No thanks, I called back. I'll head on up to your room.
Sure thing.
I'd never stopped wondering at how big Lee Flynn's house was. It was practically a mansion. There was a room downstairs complete with a 50-inch TV and surround sound. Not to mention the pool table and the heated pool outside. Even though I treated it like a second home, the only place I felt really, really comfortable was in Lee's bedroom. I opened the door and saw the sunlight spilling in through the open doors leading to his small balcony. Posters of bands covered the walls. His drum kit sat in the corner next to a guitar, and his Apple Mac was proudly displayed on a smart mahogany desk that matched the rest of the furniture. But just like any other 16-year-old boy's room, the floor was littered with t-shirts and underpants and stinky socks. A half-eaten sandwich festered next to the Apple Mac, and empty cans were strewn over almost every surface. I launched myself onto Lee's bed, loving the way it bounced. We'd been best friends since we were born. Our moms both knew each other from college, and I only lived a 10-minute walk away now. Lee and I had grown up together. We might as well have been twins. Freakishly, we were born on the same day. He was my best friend. Always had been and always will be. Even if he did annoy the hell out of me sometimes. He turned up just at that moment, holding two open bottles of orange soda, knowing I'd have drunk his at some point anyway. We need to decide what we're doing for the carnival, I said.
I know,
he sighed, messing up his dark brown hair and scrunching up his freckled face.
Can't we just do a coconut thing? You know, when they throw balls and try to knock the coconuts off?
I shook my head in wonder. That's what I was thinking.
Of course it is.
I smirked a little. But we can't. It's already taken.
Why do we have to come up with the booth anyway? Can't we just manage the whole event and make other people come up with the booths?
Hey, you're the one who said being on the school council would look good on our college applications.
But you're the one who agreed to it.
Because I wanted to be on the dance committee, I pointed out. I didn't realize we had to work on the carnival, too.
This sucks.
I know. Oh, hey, what about if we hired one of those, I made a swinging gesture with my hands. Those things with the hammer.
Where they test your strength?
Yeah, that thing.
No, they already ordered one of those.
I sighed. I don't know, then. There's not much left. Everything's already taken. We looked at each other and both said,
I told you we should have started planning this earlier.
We laughed, and Lee sat at his computer, spinning around on the chair slowly.
Haunted house?
I gave him a deadpan look. Well, I tried. It wasn't easy to catch his eye when he was spinning around like that. It's spring, Lee, not Halloween.
Yeah, so?
No. No haunted house.
Fine, he grumbled. Then what do you suggest?
I shrugged. Truth was, I had no idea. We were pretty much screwed. If we didn't come up with a booth, then we'd end up being booted off the council, which would mean we couldn't put it on our college applications next year. I don't know. I can't think when it's this hot.
Then take off your sweater and come up with something.
I rolled my eyes, and Lee started surfing Google for ideas for a booth for the spring carnival. I tugged my sweater off over my head and felt the sun on my bare stomach. I tried to wriggle my arms back through so I could pull down the tank top I was wearing underneath. Lee, I said, my voice muffled. A little help? He sniggered at me, and I heard him get up. At that moment, the bedroom door was pushed open, and I thought for a minute he'd left me in a tangle, but the next second, I heard a different voice.
Jeez! At least lock the door if you guys are going to do that. I froze, my cheeks going bright pink as Lee tugged down my tank top and yanked the sweater off my head, leaving my hair static. I looked up to see his older brother leaning against the doorframe, smirking at me.
Hey, Shelley,
he greeted me. He knew I hated being called Shelley. I let Lee get away with it, but Noah was another matter entirely. He did it solely to annoy me. Nobody else dared call me Shelley, not after I had yelled at Cam for it in the fourth grade. Now everybody called me Elle, short for Rochelle. Just like nobody else dared call him Noah, except for Lee and his parents. Everyone else called him by his surname, Flynn. Hi, Noah, I shot back with a sweet smile. His jaw clenched and his dark eyebrows rose a little, like he was daring me to carry on calling him that. I just smiled back and the sexy smirk returned to his face. Noah was just about the hottest guy to grace this earth. Believe me, I'm not exaggerating. He had dark hair that flopped into his electric blue eyes, and he was tall and broad-shouldered. His nose was a little crooked from when it was broken in a fight and didn't set quite right. Noah wasn't a stranger to fights, but he'd never been suspended. Aside from the occasional scrap, as Lee and I had taken to calling it, he was a model student. His grades never dropped below an A, and he was the star of the football team, too. I used to have a crush on him when I was 12 or 13. It passed pretty quickly, though, when I realized he was way out of my league and always would be. And even though he was unbelievably hot, I acted my normal self around him because I knew there wasn't a chance in hell that he'd ever look at me as anything other than his kid brother's best friend.
I know that I seem to have this effect on ladies, but could you please try to keep your clothes on in my presence?
I laughed sarcastically. Dream on.
What are you guys doing, anyway?
I did wonder for a moment why he was interested, but I shrugged it off. Lee said,
We have to come up with a stupid booth for the carnival. Sounds crap.
No kidding, I said, rolling my eyes. All the good booths are taken. We'll end up with something like that thing where you hook a duck. They both looked at me like I couldn't have come up with a worse idea, and I shrugged.
Whatever. Anyway, Lee, Mom and Dad are away tonight. So party at 8.
Cool.
And Elle, try not to strip off in front of everybody for me tonight.
You know I only have eyes for Lee, I said innocently. Noah laughed a little, smirking. He was already tapping away at his phone, probably broadcasting the message about a party, just like Lee was. He loped out of the room like a lazy cat or something. I couldn't help but let my eyes drag after his cute butt.
Hey, if you could stop checking out my brother for 2 seconds, Lee teased.
I blushed and shoved him. Shut up!
I thought you were over your crush.
I am. That doesn't make him any less hot, though. Lee rolled his eyes at me.
Whatever. You're gross sometimes, you know?
I went to sit at the computer, Lee leaning over my shoulders, his chin resting on the top of my head. I clicked onto the next page of search results and scrolled down, feeling my eyes glaze over as they scanned the page. I stopped, something catching my eye just as Lee started to say,
Hold up!
We both stared at the screen for a few seconds. Then he stood up, and I spun the chair around to face him, identical smiles stretching over our faces.
Kissing booth, we both said at the same time, grinning.
Lee held his hand up for a high five, and I smacked my palm against his. This was going to be so cool. Chapter 2. We decided that we'd have a $2 fee. $2 for a kiss. Whatever booth we'd decided on, the basic stall was already there for us to use at the school, but we'd need a lot of pink and red. I thought we should have black, but Lee told me patronizingly,
It's not Halloween, Shelley.
Fine. We'll stick to pink and red.
What are we going to need, then? Streamers, crepe paper, ribbon, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I guess. Hey,
Do you think we'd be able to make a big banner in woodwork? I didn't want to take woodwork, but it was either that or home ec. And after my cupcake disaster of 8th grade, I've tried to stay away from baking. But maybe it'd come in handy.
I don't see why not. Mr. Preston probably won't have a problem with it.
I nodded. Cool. We could probably get some of the jocks in on it, and the cheerleaders. We need 4, and they can all go in shifts of 2.
Sounds okay. Who should we ask, though?
Well, Samantha and Lily will definitely do it, I said thoughtfully. And they can rope in some other girls.
Sounds good. I'll call some of the guys.
I pulled out my cell phone, scrolling through for their numbers. Lee and I didn't belong to any particular clique. We just hung out with whoever we wanted, which meant we had pretty much everybody's numbers. Lee was one of those charismatic and likable people, and we came as a package. We did have a few really close friends, of course. All of them guys. I got hold of Samantha, who chirpily told me that sure, she was totally up for it. Lily agreed as well, saying she could, like, just not wait for it and would call every girl she knew. Done, I sighed, flopping back on the bed. I felt it bounce as Lee followed suit, and we grinned at each other.
Our booth is going to kill.
I know. We are scary good sometimes.
I know.
My phone beeped, and I saw a text from Lily telling me that Dana and Karen would do the kissing booth, too. So I replied a brief thank you. The girls are all sorted, I said.
Great. Dave texted to say that he'll fix up the guys for us. So it's all done.
Which means we have nothing to do now, I said brightly. So you can come shopping with me.
Lee groaned. Why do you need to go shopping? Don't you have enough clothes?
Yes, I do. But you're having a party tonight, and I'm in a good mood since we've sorted out this booth at last. So we're going shopping to buy me something to wear later.
Lee groaned again. You just want a hot dress so you can impress my brother, don't you?
No. I just want to go get something to wear. But if I do end up impressing your brother, that's just a bonus. Not to mention a freaking miracle. We both know he doesn't even think about me in that way.
Lee sighed. Fine, fine. We're going shopping. Stop your moaning.
I grinned triumphantly. I knew I could convince him. Lee realized I was faking my moaning, but he didn't want to hear it either way. I picked up my sweater and waited for Lee to grab his wallet and sneakers. I bounced downstairs while he trailed behind me. We got into his car, a 65 Mustang he'd got for a steal at a scrapyard, and Lee turned on the engine. Thanks, Lee.
The things I do for you, he sighed, but he was smiling.
We were at the mall in 20 minutes. Lee turned off the engine, leaving my ears ringing slightly from the hip-hop that had been blasting out.
You know you owe me for dragging me here.
I'll buy you a donut, Lee wavered.
And a milkshake.
Done. He slung his arm around my shoulders, and I quickly realized why, when he'd guided me straight to the food court before I could conveniently forget about his bribe. Once Lee was pacified with snacks, he was quite happy to trail around after me to the shops. After browsing a few stores, I found the perfect outfit. It was a coral-colored dress, the skirt not too tight or short, and the neck low enough to be flattering without revealing everything. The soft, sheer material was bunched up down the left-hand side, concealing the long zip.
Do we have to go shoe shopping now, too?
Lee moaned as I announced I was trying it on. No, I have shoes, Lee, I said, rolling my eyes.
Yeah, well, you have clothes, too, but that didn't stop you, he muttered,
following me to the changing rooms. He didn't think twice about wandering into the cubicle with me and lying across the stool. But then again, I didn't give a second thought to changing in front of him. Zip me up? He sighed warily and got to his feet to oblige. I looked in the mirror, smoothing the dress. It looked better on the hanger, I thought doubtfully. It showed an awful lot of leg.
Lee let out a low wolf whistle.
Nice! Shut up! Do you think it's too short? He shrugged and smacked my ass.
Who cares? Playfully, I smacked him across the head in reply.
I'm serious, Lee. Is it too short?
Well, maybe a little, but it looks good.
Are you sure?
You think I'd lie to you, Shelley? He asked sadly, putting on a pained expression and staggering back, hands clutched over his heart.
I gave him a look in the mirror. Do you need me to answer that, Lee?
No, I guess not, he laughed. So you gonna get it?
I nodded. Yeah, I guess. It's 50% off.
Cool, then he groaned. You're not spending that other 50% on shoes, are you? Please tell me you're not. If you are, then you owe me a soda and pizza.
I promise I'm not buying shoes or anything else, okay? We can go home after I buy the dress. I stepped out of it and put on my jeans and top and sweater. The air conditioning in the mall made it freezing.
Aw, he sighed. I wanted pizza.
I laughed, walking out of the cubicle with him in tow. I walked straight into something. No, someone. Sorry, I apologized reflexively. Then I realized who it was. Oh, hi, Jamie. She looked suspiciously from me to Lee, and a sly smile slipped onto her face. Jamie was the biggest gossip in the school, and while she was really nice, she was one of those people who can annoy you very easily for no reason.
What are you two doing in here? This is the girls' changing rooms, Lee, you know.
He shrugged. Elle needed a second opinion.
Okay, she said. She actually sounded kind of disappointed, like she'd hoped there was more of a gossip-worthy reason.
Sure thing. Hey, I heard you're having a party tonight. Your brother's going to be there, right?
Lee rolled his eyes.
Yeah.
Jamie smiled brightly.
Great!
Are you dress shopping too? I asked her, just making small talk.
No, I need a new pair of jeans. My dog decided that my jeans made a better toy than his squeaky ball.
I laughed. What a nice dog.
Tell me about it.
Are you wearing that tonight? She nodded at the dress in my hands.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's really your color, she said. But I caught the muscle twitch in her cheek, and the expression was one I'd learned to read over the years. Jealousy. I took that as a good sign.
Maybe. But it's on sale. I can't resist a good bargain.
She laughed politely.
Yeah, I guess. Well, see you guys later.
Bye, Jamie, we chorused, and I heard Lee sigh and mumble something about how much she annoyed him. I paid for the dress, and we made another stop by the food court so he could get a slice of pizza before we left. I just had a milkshake.
Don't spill that in my baby,
he warned when I was slurping it as I got into his car.
Of course I won't.
I nearly did, though, and seeing his threatening look, I didn't dare take another sip till we hit a red light. As Lee pulled up in his driveway, I checked the time.
Almost 6. I'd better head home and get ready, I said.
You can be such a girl sometimes, Shelley.
I laughed.
Are you only just noticing?
Lee laughed and headed inside.
See you later,
he called over his shoulder.
Bye.
Nobody was home when I got in, but I wasn't that surprised. My younger brother Brad had a soccer tournament today, and Dad had probably taken him out for burgers or something after. I put my iPod into my speakers and let Kesha blast out loudly, so that I'd hear it from the shower with the water roaring in my ears. When I stood in my towel, scrutinizing the dress, doubts about it started creeping into my mind. I'd grown up with Lee, and without a mom, so I wasn't the biggest girly girl. But that didn't stop me from dressing up for things like this. I shook my head and berated myself. The dress was way longer than some of the girls' school skirts, for Pete's sake. It was fine. So I sat at my dresser, makeup in front of me, my curling iron heating up. I carefully blended foundation over my skin and perfected my eyeliner to make my brown eyes pop. I took my time to make sure my hair, shiny and coconut-scented after my shower, was cascading down my back in perfect coal-black ringlets. I felt more than a little self-conscious when I looked at myself in the dress, along with a pair of black wedges with 2-inch heels. I knew there would be girls who had their makeup way over the top,
dress is way shorter than mine, and heels much higher than mine. But I wavered, wondering if I really did look okay. But by then, it was suddenly 8:13. Where had my 2 hours gone? I tore my phone out of its charger, seeing a text from Lee asking where I was. I walked cautiously around to his house. My heels weren't high, but I always felt more comfortable in flats. There were people milling around the yard, and the front door was open, letting the bass spill out. It made the grass tremble. I smiled and greeted people on my way through to the kitchen to get myself a drink. I was looking through the refrigerator, unsurprised that they'd moved all the food out to make space for the drinks people had brought. Lee and Noah tended to do that, after some kids thought it'd be funny to stick slices of ham and turkey to the walls with condiments a few months back. I grabbed a bottle of orange soda and cracked it open on the kitchen worktop, a trick Lee's dad had shown me. Hey, Elle! I turned and saw a group of girls waving me over. I smiled to them. Hi, guys! Olivia said you and Lee are doing a kissing booth for the carnival, said Georgia. That's so cool. Thanks, I grinned. Nobody's done one of those for years, said Faith. It's such an awesome idea. Well, we are pretty awesome people, they laughed. I will most definitely be stopping by that booth, Candace said with a sly smile. I heard John Fletcher's doing it. And Dave Peterson, Georgia added. John's doing it? I asked. That's what Dave said, Candace shrugged. Faith laughed. It's your booth, Elle. You should know. I smiled sheepishly. Yeah, well... Hey, you know who you should have got to do it? Olivia told me. Flynn. For a brief moment, I wondered who the hell she was talking about. Then I realized she meant Noah, of course. I don't think he'd do it. Well, did you ask? Not exactly. Couldn't he do it as a favor to his kid brother, at least? Georgia said. Pull the guilt card, that'd work. But I think we've got our four guys. But if you had Flynn, every girl in this state would turn up at our carnival, Olivia said. She, like every other girl, thought she had a chance with Flynn. Well, she kind of did, being head cheerleader, and Noah being on the football team, but Noah never gave her a second glance. Yet somehow he had a reputation as a player, even though you never saw him pay girls much attention. The weirdest thing was, he almost seemed proud of that status. You know, if you got Flynn to do the kissing booth, you'd be a legend, Faith told me. You've got a boyfriend, Faith, Georgia reminded her with a laugh. You can't go to the kissing booth. Why not? It's all for a good cause. What is it this time? Saving the dolphins? I think that was last year, I laughed. No, it's for cancer research charities this year. Even better, Faith exclaimed, making us all laugh. Ask him. Yeah, go on, Olivia urged me. Just ask, Candace pleaded. Please, Elle. Well, I don't know. Look, here he comes, Candace said suddenly, interrupting me. She gave me a gentle shove. Just ask him, at least. If he says no, at least you tried. Fine, I sighed, giving in. I wandered over to intercept Noah on his way to get another beer. He nodded at me by way of a greeting. Will you do the kissing booth for us for the spring carnival, please? We can't find a fourth guy. It's for charity. Lee and I really need a favor. Noah straightened up, cracking open his can.
Kissing booth, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know. I'm a cool person.
Better than your duck idea.
Ha ha. He gave a breath of laughter and a half smirk that made my heart skitter wildly.
And you want me to be a kisser at your kissing booth?
It's for a good cause, I tried.
Don't think so, Shelley.
Please, Noah, I begged, using the puppy dog eyes and putting a heavy emphasis on his name.
Will you go on your knees and beg?
No, I said slowly. But every other girl will. Would that do it? He laughed a little.
That's why I'm going to say no. Sorry.
I sighed. Well, they can't say I didn't try.
Hold on, he said. Did you actually need me to do it? Or did they just want me to do it? He asked, jerking his head past me at the girls.
The latter. He nodded.
Well, sorry. I don't think I can risk my dignity. Plus, imagine how much all the other guys would hate me for stealing all the kisses, he said with a smirk.
I was thinking something more along the lines of how much the charity would hate you for putting people off coming to the kissing booth.
He smirked. Touché.
Whatever, I shook my head. Forget it. I wandered back to the cheerleaders, shrugging with an apologetic smile. Sorry, guys. He won't do it. You should have tried harder, Olivia said. Watch and learn. She thrust her drink at Faith and sauntered over to Noah, who was talking to a couple of boys. Olivia, in her extremely little black dress, was leaning on Noah's arm, all but throwing herself at him. And it looked like she had something in her eye, the way she was batting her eyelashes. Then again, maybe I was just being a little too critical. I mean, her technique seemed to turn a few other guys' heads, at least. Needless to say, he obviously told her no, too. She pouted and stalked back to us. That guy is so obnoxious.
And so hot, Georgia muttered, sipping her drink.
Hell yeah, Olivia agreed with a laugh.
The girls all giggled and looked around to check him out. Don't you think Flynn's hot, Elle? I looked at Faith, blinking.
Well, yeah, of course he is.
Then why aren't you talking about his fine ass? I smiled wryly. Because he's so far out of my league, there's no point in even trying. She gave me a sympathetic look. What are you on about? You're really pretty. I mean, I'd kill for hair like yours. I shrugged and blushed a little. Thanks, I guess. But whatever, he's just Lee's big brother to me now.
Maybe there's something there. You never know. I laughed.
Yeah, right. In my dreams. Faith shrugged and Candace started talking to her, so I excused myself and slipped into the lounge, where everybody was dancing. I finished off my soda in a few gulps and set the bottle down before joining in. The atmosphere was contagious. Not everybody was drinking alcohol, but that didn't stop them from letting their hair down and going a little crazy. I hadn't intended to get drunk. I knew I could have a good time without any of that stuff. But I was a complete lightweight, so by the time I'd had 2 cans of apple cider, I was pretty out of it. Time flew past, and I was dancing around, laughing and chatting to people. It seemed like everybody had heard about the kissing booth. And when they asked me if Flynn would be doing it, I told them I'd ask, because that seemed like the easiest option. It was about 11 o'clock. I'd just joined some boys, mostly seniors, and Lee, Jason, and Dixon in the game room. They were doing shots, all lined up on the pool table. Can I join in? I asked, bouncing into the room with a grin.
Sure,
Dixon said, and poured another shot for me.
Haven't you had enough to drink, Elle? Lee asked me warily.
Who cares? I chirped. 3, 2... Everyone took their shot and slammed the glasses down again. Dixon poured the vodka out again and again. After the second, I lost track of which round we were on. I didn't even like vodka. It was gross. It burned my throat the whole way down. But I didn't notice. Everything was bright and out of focus and loud. I giggled helplessly, doubling over in hysterics.
Elle, you are so wasted, laughed Chris, walking over and straightening me up.
I giggled again. Let's dance. I want to dance. Somebody dance with me. Chris, dance with me.
There's no music in here.
Oh, well, let's do it anyway. But then I decided to climb onto the pool table to dance. I giggled a little when I felt the pounding bass from the lounge through the pool table. I started swishing my hips from side to side in time with the music, my hands in the air, my hair swinging with me. I tried to drag Lee up to dance too, but he wouldn't.
Why not?
I whined at him. I'm not dancing, he said. Come on, Elle, just get down. I stuck my tongue out at him. He tried to grab hold of me and pull me down, but I wriggled away and carried on dancing. He was such a party pooper.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going? I asked him. He couldn't leave. The party wasn't over yet.
I'm going to get a drink. Dixon, you want anything?
Got all I need right here, man, he replied, and winked at me with a laugh. I blew him a kiss. It was so hot in the game room, I thought. Has somebody turned up the heating? I was really starting to sweat. Maybe a dip in the pool would cool me down. And suddenly, I had the perfect solution. Someone come skinny dipping, I cried enthusiastically, and reached for my zip as I stumbled to the edge of the table, teetering in my wedges. Suddenly, my feet left the ground, and the whole world turned upside down. My legs were in the air, and my head was hanging down, looking at someone's back. Hey, I cried. Put me down! Put me down! They didn't put me down, though. I watched the stairs stretch out below me as they carried me upstairs. My palm turned clammy. This couldn't be Lee. He hadn't been wearing green, had he? Maybe he had. No, I was sure he hadn't. Lee was wearing red. I didn't know who was in a green shirt. But whoever it was pretty damn strong, given that I was wriggling around like a wild thing. Eventually, I was dropped onto something soft. A mattress. That's what it was. I sat up straight, folding my legs underneath me as best I could. Noah Flynn, I complained when I saw him giving me a reprimanding look. You're such a party pooper. I was having fun.
You were about to strip off, he argued. Just take a break for 20 minutes.
No, I cried, pouting. Don't be such a downer. I wanted to go skinny dipping.
He shook his head at me, smirking.
Tempting as that is, I think you're better off staying here for a little bit, at least till you're more sober.
I sighed, sinking back down on the pillows. Then I sat up again.
Are you going to leave me all on my own?
No, I don't trust you to stay in the room.
You don't trust me? Why not? I'm Lee's best friend. You've known me since forever.
You should trust me more.
Noah was shaking his head at me while he went over to push the door shut and turn the key in the lock. I raised an eyebrow as he wandered back over and straddled a chair facing me. But even in my state of mind, I knew the thought was ridiculous.
Aren't you drunk? I asked him.
Not really.
Oh, why? It's your party. Go crazy.
I think you were being crazy enough for the both of us.
I'm sorry, I said, pouting a little. I didn't mean to spoil your fun.
Noah laughed at me.
I clambered to the edge of the bed and swung my legs back and forth, sitting on my hands. Noah?
Yes?
Will you please do the kissing booth for us?
No.
Please? I begged, bouncing up and down on the springy mattress. Wow, it was like a trampoline or something. Like Lee's bed. Please, please, pretty please, with a cherry on top.
No.
Why not? I whined. You're so mean.
I don't want to do a kissing booth. Simple as that.
But why?
I don't want to.
Please? I think it's for cancer. Or maybe it's for the dolphins. That's a funny word, isn't it? Dolphins? Dolphins. Doll-fins. Like Dolly Fins.
I'm not going to do the kissing booth, no matter who or what it's for.
I got up and moved over to crouch right in front of him, so close that our noses were almost touching.
Not even for me? He shook his head. Then,
man, your breath stinks. How much vodka did you have, Elle?
I don't know. Dixon poured it. He sighed.
Those guys. I swear.
What?
Nothing.
Fine, don't tell me then.
I shot back up straight and staggered back,
the whole room pitching around me and turning gray and fuzzy around the edges. I think I'm gonna be sick. Noah was already shoving me into the bathroom and pushed me over the toilet bowl in time for me to puke my guts up. Once that was over and I was done dry heaving, I flopped down on the cold tile floor, my head lolling against the edge of the bathtub. A glass of cold water was pushed against my lips, and he made me drink it up.
I'm really, really sorry, Noah, I whimpered. I felt all gross now after throwing up. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to ruin your party.
You didn't ruin my party, Elle, he told me. I nodded fiercely, but stopped when it made me feel sick again.
Yes, I did. I'm really sorry.
It's okay, he laughed. Calm down. I scowled and punched him on the chest.
Wow, that is one solid chest. I bet he has a six-pack, too. Maybe even an eight-pack, knowing Noah. Or a ten-pack. Is there even such a thing?
Possibly.
If there was, Noah would have one. Halting my internal babble, I said, Don't laugh at me.
He laughed harder and pulled me to my feet. I half fell, so he wrapped an arm around my waist to support me. After helping me stagger back over to the bed, he let me drop on top of the covers.
I'll be back in 10 minutes to chit.
I was already asleep. Chapter 3 Sunlight was trying to filter through the drapes, but it was weak early morning sunshine, and the glow turned the room a dark blue. I closed my eyes again, trying to snuggle my head down into the soft, squishy pillow under my head. I curled into a tighter ball under a thick comforter.
I was so cozy and warm, and everything smelled... It was something between citrus and woodsy. Whatever it was a really great smell. And I was sure I'd smelled it somewhere before, on someone.
I gasped suddenly, sitting bolt upright.
My bedroom didn't smell like that, and my bed was not this comfortable. Neither did my room have blue drapes. So, where the hell was I?
I looked around. Everything was sort of familiar, but I definitely hadn't been here before. I threw the covers off and saw I was wearing a boy's shirt that was too big on me, just a plain gray shirt. It smelled just like the pillows. I still had all my underwear on, though. That was a good sign. I climbed out of the bed carefully. What the hell had happened last night? I strained my memory but came up short. I vaguely recalled dancing on the pool table. Had I really had that much to drink? There was a disgusting taste in my mouth to match my pounding headache. I must have thrown up. I remembered someone holding my hair back from me. It must have been Lee. He would have taken care of me. But where was I?
I tiptoed over to the door of the bedroom and poked my head out.
I practically cried in relief to see I was in Lee and Noah's house. It must be Noah's room I crashed in. In all these years, I'd never been in his room.
So why was I in Noah's room? Why not one of the guest rooms or Lee's?
I went back to the bed, my head pounding so hard I didn't think I could stay on my feet much longer, and looked at the alarm clock. It was only 8:30 in the morning. In the hopes of sleeping off my hangover, I snuggled back under the covers, breathing in Noah's smell. Just as I was about to drift into unconsciousness again, the door opened slowly, making the hinges creak. My eyes flashed back open immediately, and my eyes met Noah's. He was standing in the doorway wearing nothing but a towel around his hips, hung right down low, and his chest and abs were still streaked with droplets of water, his black hair dripping. My eyebrows shot up.
Six-pack? Who'd have thought it?
I couldn't help but blush at how he made my heart race just by looking at me.
Sorry, he said quietly. I didn't mean to wake you.
It's okay,
I said, my voice a little croaky. I cleared my throat, but even that noise hurt my head.
I just woke up anyway.
Right. Hungover much?
I grimaced in response, making Noah chuckle. You have no idea. I didn't know I drunk so much.
You had a load of vodka, I know that,
he said, sitting on the end of the bed. My heart went wild. Couldn't he have grabbed a shirt or some jeans before stopping to talk to me?
What do you mean, you know that? When did you see me?
When you were about to strip off on the pool table in front of a bunch of the guys and then go skinny dipping, he said casually, looking sideways at me with those bright blue eyes.
I wondered if he could hear my heart racing. Probably. I hoped I wasn't blushing anymore, at least. That would just be peachy. My jaw dropped and his words sank in. Oh, God. Tell me I didn't.
No, you didn't. I had to carry you out.
I gaped, my cheeks flaming, and covered my face with my hands, looking through my fingers at him. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, well,
thanks, though, for stopping me. That would have been embarrassing this morning.
You don't say, he said sarcastically, but he smiled. You threw up, too, just FYI.
What, in front of people? Oh, God, this just gets worse, I thought, mortified.
No, he said, shaking his head and flicking water over me. In my bathroom. I was trying to make sure you didn't make an idiot of yourself or get hurt.
I groaned, humiliated. Sorry about that. I'm really sorry, Noah. I didn't mean for you to miss the party or anything. He shrugged.
It's okay. I didn't mind.
I scoffed. Sure. Whatever. I think we both know it wasn't exactly the highlight of your night having to take care of me.
It wasn't all that bad,
he said after a moment and smiled again. It wasn't a smirk. It was a real, genuine smile that showed the dimple in his left cheek and made his eyes crease a little at the corners. It was infectious. I had to smile back at him. Well, thanks, Noah. I couldn't help but put a taunting emphasis on his name.
Any time, Shelley.
He reached over to ruffle my hair, and when I went to push him away, I somehow ended up tumbling off the bed and pulling him down with me. Noah was really heavy. He didn't have a spare half pound of fat on him, but he was a hell of a lot of muscle, and he was crushing me. But I was caught by his bright eyes. He didn't budge either, just looked back at me. Before it turned into too much of a staring match, I found my voice again. Noah? I breathed.
Yeah?
He said in just as hushed a voice.
You're crushing me.
He blinked a couple of times, like he was jerking himself back to reality. Then he said,
Oh, right. Shit, sorry.
He got to his feet, holding the towel around him.
I don't know what I would have done if he'd dropped the towel. No, Elle, don't even go down that road. Shut up. Stop thinking.
He offered me a hand and I got to my feet, too. The shirt I was wearing reached barely past my butt, so I felt extremely self-conscious.
When did I change?
I asked, plucking at the shirt and looking around. I saw my dress draped over a chair.
Oh, I came back up to check on you and you woke up. And then you started to take off your dress because you didn't want to crease it, you said. So I found you a shirt to wear.
He shrugged and scratched the back of his neck briefly. I blinked, my brain trying sluggishly to catch up.
So, you saw me in my underwear?
Please say no. Please say no. Please. His mouth twitched. He was trying so hard not to smirk.
Oh my God. I buried my face in my hands.
I averted my eyes, I swear.
I laughed it off, saying, Don't worry about it. When truthfully, my pulse was roaring in my ears. Mr. Player averting his eyes? Likely story.
Lee's downstairs cooking breakfast, if you want any, he told me.
His words tumbled out as though he were trying to change the topic. My stomach decided to growl in answer to him, making us both laugh. Awesome. I headed downstairs, closing his bedroom door behind me. I let out a breath I didn't know I'd been holding and sagged against the door. Oh my God, I breathed, talking to myself. I thought I was totally over Noah. But after those 5 minutes, with him in a towel and me in his shirt, and him falling on top of me, my heart just wouldn't calm down. It was ridiculous. I knew Noah never saw me as anything other than the annoying girl who was his brother's best friend. To him, I was nothing more than that. I was certain. But still, I fell backward suddenly, the door behind me disappearing. Flat on my back, I blinked up at Noah, now wearing a pair of boxer shorts. I cracked up laughing. "You wear Superman boxers?" He looked down at himself, as though he needed visual confirmation of this. I watched pink blossom over his cheeks, and all I could think was, I made Noah Flynn blush. He was smirking like he didn't care, then winked and said,
"You know you find them irresistible, Shelley."
"Is it that obvious?" "Oh yeah, right," I scoffed. "Sure I do." I pushed myself to my feet again and pulled the shirt down as far as it would go, still grinning foolishly at the knowledge I'd made him blush. I headed downstairs to the kitchen. "Rochelle, Rochelle, Rochelle," Lee sighed when I collapsed onto a seat at the bar table. "What am I going to do with you, my stripping, skinny-dipping little friend?"
"Make me some breakfast," I replied hopefully.
He laughed and turned back to the stove, throwing some more bacon into the pan.
"The things I do for you."
Chapter 4. I spent most of the day playing Mario Kart with Lee. "I'm actually pretty surprised Noah took care of me," I admitted to Lee. He laughed.
"You're not the only one. I would've if I'd been there, but I got kind of waylaid."
"Yeah, you told me about Veronica. Was there another girl you kissed, or just the one?" "You want to watch it. You'll be turning out like your brother." Lee rolled his eyes at me.
"Says the stripper. We make a fine pair."
I was intoxicated.
"So was I, a little."
"Not Noah, apparently."
"I think he must have been if he was looking after you like that. He's not usually so nice," I laughed, "to put it nicely."
"Indeed.
Hey, maybe he's crushing back at you."
I gave Lee a look. "Don't be so ridiculous. And I got over that crush years ago, as you well know." Lee wrinkled his nose.
"That'd be weird anyway."
"Whatever." I shoved him, making his cart veer off course and sending Yoshi plummeting over the waterfall while I went into the lead with Luigi. I got home around 5. I had some homework to finish off. I'd made Lee drive me home since I'd borrowed a pair of his jeans and didn't want to be seen in public. I made a dash for the door, my best friend laughing at me.
"Hey!"
"What?" I yelled, turning back to him. He threw my dress over to me, and I caught it just before it fell on the ground.
"See you in the morning."
"Bye, Lee." I shut the front door and heard,
"Rochelle, is that you?"
"Yeah. Hi, Dad."
"Come in the kitchen a sec."
I sighed, wondering if I was in for a lecture now or not. I dreaded my dad getting angry with me. He was working on his laptop at the kitchen table, and I heard Brad on the Wii in the lounge. "Hey," I said, putting on the coffee maker.
"You can make me a cup too while you're there," he said.
"Okay."
"Good party?"
I nodded. "Yeah, it was great."
"You didn't get too drunk or do anything too stupid?"
He shot me a stern look over the rim of his glasses. He was talking about boys. I'm not sure why he bothered. It was hardly confidential that I'd never had a boyfriend or kissed a guy.
I wasn't too bad, only a bit drunk.
Dad sighed and took off his glasses and rubbed his cheek.
"Rochelle, you know what I've said about you drinking."
"I was fine, honestly. Lee and Noah took care of me anyway."
"Noah did?"
Even my dad was surprised enough to forget about the drinking for a moment.
"Yeah, I thought it was weird, too."
Anyway, don't change the subject, young lady. You know what I've said about you drinking."
"I know. I'm sorry."
Next time that happens, you'll be grounded for a month, you hear?" And don't think I won't find out.
Message received, loud and clear. He didn't look entirely convinced, but let it slide. It wasn't like I went out drinking every other night. It was a once-in-a-while thing.
So have you and Lee come up with an idea for your booth yet? The carnival's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we're doing a kissing booth.
That's unusual, Dad laughed. Are you sure you'll be allowed?
I shrugged, pouring out 2 mugs of coffee. I don't see why not.
Well, it's better than throwing balls at coconuts, he said. Anyway, listen, I'm going to need you to watch Brad tomorrow, okay? I'm working late.
Yeah, sure. After adding a ton of milk to my coffee, I gulped it down. I'm going to take a shower and do my homework.
Okay, dinner at 7. We've got meatloaf.
Cool. I hated Mondays. They sucked. There was not one redeeming feature about Monday mornings. I always set my alarm 20 minutes earlier than I needed to, since I hated getting out of bed. I finally dragged myself up and grabbed my black pants out of the closet. Our school was built in, like, the early 1900s or something like that, and for some stupid reason, they kept the tradition of uniform. It wasn't the worst uniform in the world, but I wished we didn't have any. As if Monday mornings weren't already bad enough, mine was about to get a hell of a lot worse. Rip. I froze, one leg half in the leg of my pants. Hurriedly, I wriggled out of them and inspected the damage. Last week, it had been a teeny tiny hole in the seam on the inside of the right leg. Now there was a giant tear down the leg. Oh, crap, I muttered, throwing them down. I wasn't much of a seamstress at the best of times, and there was no way Dad would be able to fix them. I'd have to order some new ones online. They should get here by Thursday, I calculated. But until then, it'd have to be my old skirt. I hated the regulation school skirt. It was pleated for one thing, and made of this blue and black striped tartan. You had to wear stockings with it, not tights, not bare legs, knee-high stockings. It looked good on some people, and I'd given in and worn it for a while last year before deciding to never touch the thing again. But I had no choice. And, worse, it was now a little too short for me. I sighed again. It'd have to do for now. It's not like I had any other option. I rummaged through a drawer until I found some of the socks I'd bought to go with it last year. I grimaced at myself in the mirror before heading down to breakfast. Brad choked on his cereal when I walked into the kitchen. He laughed so hard he sprayed Cheerios everywhere.
What the hell's that supposed to be?
Brad, language, Dad scolded him. Then he turned to look at me and raised his eyebrows. Isn't that a bit inappropriate for school, Elle?
I huffed, scowling. My pants are ripped.
How did you manage that?
I forgot to fix a hole in them and... I don't know, they just tore.
Dad sighed. You'll have to order some more. I haven't got time to run you to the mall to get any.
Yeah, I know. I'd barely finished my cereal when I heard Lee beeping the horn impatiently outside. I put my bowl in the sink and said goodbye. I bolted to the car, jumping in before anybody could see me in my skirt.
You're in a skirt, Lee commented.
No shit, Sherlock, I muttered. Let's just go.
What's got your panties in a twist? He teased.
My pants ripped.
I thought you were fixing them.
I forgot.
It looks fine, Shelley. Don't worry. You really should wear skirts more often.
I swatted at him, and he grinned and turned up the radio. It wasn't long before we were at school, and I told myself to suck it up, and after taking a deep breath, climbed out of the car. We were a little later than usual, and most people had already arrived. I slammed the car door shut and walked around to sit on the hood with Lee as a bunch of guys wandered over to greet us.
Hey, looking good,
Dixon said, nodding at me with a wink. I scowled, folding my arms. Shut up.
What?
He protested innocently. I knew he was only teasing, but I was in no mood for it. I decided to go talk to some girls instead, spotting Lisa and May from my chemistry class a few cars down.
Someone smacked my butt as I walked past, and I whipped around angrily. It was one of the soccer players, Thomas, smirking at me. "Did you just smack my butt?" I asked, clenching my jaw.
"Maybe."
"Hey, I missed the party on Saturday," said his friend Adam. I didn't know him too well, but from what I'd seen, he was an arrogant jerk. As if to prove it, he added, "Do I get a repeat performance?" A few of the guys laughed and cheered, and Adam started swinging his hips like a girl and pulling his shirt out of his pants like he was going to strip. It would have been funny, but I was so angry at him and his smug little face. I ground my teeth. "Oh, grow up already." Adam grabbed my wrist and pulled me back over. He probably thought it was all a joke, but I didn't. I tore my arm away and glared at him. "Hey, back off," Lee snapped, stepping closer. "Make me," Adam shot back, throwing his arms out and daring him. So I punched him. Well, I tried to. Someone caught my fist before it collided with his jaw. I wrestled my hand away, but not before a different fist went into Adam's face. Then they slammed him into the old 4x4 next to us, letting go of me. I looked around. Of course, it had to be Noah who'd interfered. "Fight! Fight! Fight!" Suddenly, there was a huge swarm in the middle of the parking lot, everyone either shouting, "Fight! Fight!" or giving the appropriate, "Ooh!" or "Ouch! That's gotta hurt!" when required. And I was stuck in the eye of the storm, frozen in place, unable to move. It took a couple of seconds for reality to bring me back to my senses. I ran forward, trying to drag Noah away from Adam, whose lip was split and bleeding. He couldn't have looked more livid if he'd tried. "Noah!" I yelled repeatedly, but he wasn't listening. The boys were all yelling and arguing, and now there was a teacher trying to control and assess the situation, but my brain didn't register any of that. "Lee!" I tried helplessly, tugging on his arm instead. "Do something!" "What do you think I'm doing?" he replied sharply. "Nobody treats my best friend like that and gets away with it." "Lee," I sighed, defeated, when he went back to yelling and shoving the massive guys. "Dude, if you like her, that's fine," Thomas scoffed to Noah, "but I'm sure there's plenty to go around." He neatly dodged another punch and looked at Noah, daring him to carry on. But I stood there glaring. "What did you say?" "You heard me," he said with a wink. I grimaced. "That's it," Noah growled. "Flynn!" yelled the teacher, barging through the quickly dispersing crowd. The other fights all faltered to a stop, and Noah only paused because I stood right in front of him, pushing his chest. "What is all this about?" demanded the teacher. I recognized Vice Principal Pritchett's voice. "It's just a big misunderstanding," I told him. "Really." "All of you," he said. "1 week's detention. Noah Flynn, Rogers, my office, now. You too, Rochelle." I gaped. "What did I do?" I exclaimed. "Nothing, but I'd like a word with you." I sighed dejectedly, and suddenly there was an arm around me. "Lee." "Thanks," I mumbled. "But you shouldn't have got involved." "Hell yes, I should have. Nobody treats you like that, Shelley."
"You do it 24/7.
"But I'm allowed. We're best friends. Those jerks? No way can they talk to you like that and get away with it."
"Well, thanks," I said, giving him an awkward side hug. He squeezed me back.
"You know," he murmured in my ear, "I'm starting to think my big bro has a crush on you, Shelley."
I scoffed. That or he wanted a fight?
"Oh, probably the latter, then."
"Definitely," I corrected, making him laugh. The bell rang as we reached the vice principal's office, and Lee sighed.
"I have to get to homeroom."
"Yeah, well, I'll just see you later, I guess."
"Yeah, good luck," he added with a grave expression. I laughed, waving as he wandered off, and threw myself down on a chair.
Someone took the one next to me, Noah. The vice principal and Thomas went straight into the office. The door shut behind them with an ominous click. After a few seconds of silence, I said a quiet, "Thanks."
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Noah sit up.
Nobody can treat a girl like that and get away with it, especially if that girl is you.
I peeked at him sideways, not turning my head. Well, thank you. You didn't have to interfere, though. I mean, you could have let me land one punch.
It would have been a good punch, I'll give you that.
Why did you stop me? I couldn't help but ask. He shrugged.
To be honest, I'm not sure.
In fact, while I'm at it, why did you need to get involved? Lee and Dixon and Cam would have been fine.
Maybe,
he said. You're avoiding my question. Noah grinned.
Yeah, I am. I guess I didn't want to see you get in a fight, and I didn't like hearing them talk to you like that.
He trailed off and ran a hand through his hair while my heart raced faster and faster. Then he said the words that dashed the last tiny shred of hope that had been growing inside me. They spilled out in a tumble.
I guess you're just like my little sister or something.
Oh, yeah, I said, nodding. Of course. He nodded too, and then shook his head like he was trying to clear his mind or something. I was trying to keep my expression neutral. Do you reckon you'll be in much trouble? I asked casually, pretending to inspect my nails.
Nah, I never am. Especially not when they find out I was defending your honor, he added with a smirk.
Ha ha, I snapped back, rolling my eyes. I was being serious. Noah shook his head.
I never start fights. I just finish them. You know, in my defense.
I don't see why I have to be here, though.
Oh, they'll want a witness, just to verify stuff or something. They usually like that.
I laughed, looking at Noah and shaking my head. We sat pretty much in silence for a while, but it was a nice, comfortable silence, which actually surprised me. I realized it was actually the longest period of time I'd ever spent alone with Noah in the past year or so, unless you counted the time I didn't remember because I was drunk. When Thomas came out and Noah was called in, I mouthed, "Good luck." He just smirked and saluted me before closing the vice principal's door. I had nothing to do then but try and get some internet signal on my cell phone, which wasn't easy in this school. When he came out, he shot me a smile, letting me know that everything was cool. Vice Principal Pritchett called,
"Rochelle?"
and beckoned me in. I sighed and got to my feet, wandering into his office. I'd never been inside before, only walked past it, and it wasn't a particularly welcoming place. It reeked of rules and punishment. He asked me what the fight had been about. I told him the truth. That some idiots had been teasing me about something stupid I'd done at a party on Saturday night, and I'd been really offended, so the boys stepped in and a fight ensued.
I see. Well, thank you, Rochelle.
I didn't get anybody in trouble, did I? I mean, nobody got badly hurt or anything. I spoke warily as I stood up and slung my bag over my shoulder. The vice principal handed me my late pass.
No, you just confirmed their stories, that's all. Don't worry about it, all right? And stay out of trouble.
I nodded uneasily.
Okay, just get off to class now.
That was a cue to get my butt out of there, so I didn't hesitate a second longer. Chapter 5. Lunch trays clattered down all around me, and I looked up to find a swarm of girls, both juniors and seniors, clustering.
So?
Jamie said chirpily, sitting down opposite me with a huge grin.
Tell us everything.
About what? I frowned in